No, pero pobrecito, he's only 45. No.
Randy says
that he's Robert's age.
That's what I told Randy. I go, oye, what do you want, Nana? I told Randy, but you're forgetting that that's Robert's age. Becky likes los viejos. What do you want her to do?
Oh my God, but he's not un viejo.
Well, Randy's 31. I mean, I guess considerably for him.
10 years between a man and a woman is not a big deal, right?
It's
look at her, she's making faces. To me, apparently.
I've always been
partial. El viejo, we're calling him el viejo.
Pa que te voy a mentir.
She's like, that's
that's not legal.
Although I have skated the 21 mark
before. You have skated dangerously close to the end. But that's fun.
I'm proud to admit.
But that's fun. Lejita will realize that when she, well, if she stays with her boyfriend, Lejita, she won't realize anything.
Wait till you get older.
When she gets 30 and she gets that young 21.
With any luck, she will.
Yeah, it's always good to go back in time. I haven't had a young one. Damn it.
Michael!
I had the older one. The older ones are good. Oh my God.
It's the finger.
Ahí pasó algo.
Pick
what
it
happened?
Up. It's glass.
It doesn't matter
care.
Who did it.
I don't care.
Cuidado, Baba.
Get here.
Be careful with your socks and your
here.
Feet. With your socks. That didn't make sense.
Here. Get a bag.
Baby, tú estás descalzo.
And clean it up.
Cuidado.
Tú no vuelvas a subir descalzo. Tú quédate aquí abajo.
What's his name?
André.
He doesn't care. He keeps walking. He's oblivious too.
Cuidado con los vidrios.
I love his little bow haircut.
He's good looking, like really good looking.
Yeah,
he's gonna be a cutie.
Hopefully he'll be taller than that.
That's a nice
Yola,
that's a nice.
Bueno, mi viejo está. But Randy was very happy. And he told me yesterday, he goes, la capitana threw me under the bus. And I go, what do you mean? And he goes, yeah, we were all having lunch. And in front of everybody, me soltó. Oh, I heard that you were seeing Becky Perez.
No, how did they find out?
I don't
achievement.
Know.
Achievement runs wild.
I don't know how
I
she found
you.
Out.
I told you. What are you doing? Can I ask what you're doing with the bag?
Doblando bolsita.
And Lejita's like very normal.
She understands it.
I don't understand. What's the problem?
Oh, you understand. Okay. Welcome. Welcome to
welcome.
The world. Welcome to the madness. World. You thought your mom was bad. This is a whole another level.
No, Olivia knows how to do this too.
¿Qué pasó?
Yeah, lo jodieron.
It's okay, mom.
What else is new?
Be careful with, you're not barefoot, right?
No. Well, cógele agua, lo que quieran tomar.
I don't think that's a big barrier.
Coge cuatro juguitos de esos de los Capri Sun. Llévalos para allá arriba y dile que no jodan más.
Oh,
it was a 2-for-1 special.
Pero what happened? You guys just ate it down the stairs?
Good job.
No,
this one didn't have a picture in it?
What?
Okay. Don't worry about it. Dale, sigue.
Ten cuidado con los pies.
I'm telling you guys right now, it's 9:15. You better settle down, turn the TV on, do something quiet.
And when are they coming back for him?
I have no idea.
Let us see, though.
I don't really care, honestly.
He's only been
as long as
here. Oh, I was talking to Lejita. She ignored me.
The little boy's only been here for a month.
He's only been here for a month. So
a month.
Yeah, a month.
A month.
Who are we talking about? No, I was talking about the little boy.
No, we're talking about the little boy.
Oh, I'm like, who?
He came February 2nd from Cuba.
The little boy, but I see, though. So he came to, like, make little friends.
Yeah, they just landed here.
They
and
just
already
landed.
He's learned to play Wii, and they've been
yeah,
playing
Michael
for an
on
hour.
Yeah, Michael turns on the Wii, and I go, I don't think he knows how to play that. And Michael goes, of course he does. And I'm like, okay. I'm
yeah, Michael goes, I got him. I got him.
And you see the little kid. Ah.
Although, I'll tell you, Michael's Spanish is not that great.
But that's good.
You really let it go.
But that's normal.
But then on the other hand, Olivia's Spanish is much better. She's also ambidextrous, which is interesting. And then that's also the same thing that I think influences. She has a little bit of dyslexia.
Oh no.
And I think it's all related. That's what I think.
But do you really think that it's dyslexia? I mean, she's still in the learning phase.
She's still in the learning stage. Yeah, but
I still, I mean, reverse numbers.
No, but like you tell her 20 and she'll put 0 too.
Mm.
Yeah, and there's words and stuff that, and she's also fascinated with things that go backwards and forwards. Like she'll take a piece of paper, she'll do her homework, and then she'll flip it over on the back side, and then everything that the way that it's
she
runs through, she'll recopy it all backwards on the other side.
Oh, let me see your chips.
Hi, they're from last summer. They're all screwed up.
And they're from Baker's?
Yes.
I think they came out again because I saw them.
No.
Yeah, I saw
them. I need them.
I saw them and I was like, wood shoes for summer. I love them.
Oh, my God. Bring them up. What are they called?
I don't know what they're called. I'll show them to you right now.
See, right now. I need them.
I need them.
Right now.
You know what they would go great with?
Because look how rat-a-tat-tatter they are.
Oh, yes. They need help. They would go great with a white dress que me me regalo.
Oh, my God.
Because I think white.
You know what the main problem with the shoes is?
They're too high?
No.
No, why?
They're extraordinarily comfortable, first of all. And second of all, they go with...
Oh, so that's a problem?
They go with my Coach bag.
Oh, I thought you said... Oh, I thought you said, we were going to say they go with everything.
They go with everything.
They do, though, because that color is very
They do
universal.
Go with everything, but they... But most importantly, I have a Coach bag that matches.
I just saw it. I saw it.
I can't get rid of the shoes.
But they have it again, I'm telling you.
I have to get them.
Don't you think it'll go pretty with that white dress? I think with white, it'll look gorgeous.
Oh, my God, for sure.
Very summery.
Can't get into the whole white shoe thing.
Well, I have the white shoes from Nine West.
Well,
and that's the only
that's
ones I
really,
have.
Yeah, but that's an exception.
Those are the only ones
but
I have.
But other than that, really, white shoes are Fabia's.
I know, Fabia's.
No, but not those.
How dare you?
No, but not those.
No, those are very fancy schmancy.
Those are spectacular. Those are beyond fancy schmancy. Well, anyway, so Miguel called me today.
La Capitana.
Ay, he told me that La Capitana threw him under the bus.
But I can't believe that.
In front of everybody.
Ay, qué pena.
And he played it off, whatever. I mean, things are very sensitive right now at work.
Yeah, that's super uncool for her to do that in front of everybody, too.
Uncool on 10 different levels.
Yeah.
So,
because even if it was kidding around.
And that's what I told him. I said, why would she do that?
That's completely tacky.
Very tacky, but whatever. You know, what are you going to do? So I go, well, you know, we'll keep
and
it quiet.
And what did he do? He freaked the fuck out.
He freaked out. He played it off. He neither confirmed nor denied. And he just, you know.
A special box.
Just left it like that. Like, oh, where did you get that from? And left it at that. Now, I talked to him about it. But he's so funny because a couple of people have told me that they see him Mambuyaito, like
just
remember,
in general.
This is a very quiet.
Lola, you wanna go outside?
This is a very quiet guy. You know, hold on, Mimi's calling. Dime. No, ellos están jugando ahí arriba, pero cuando quieras venir. Oye, he tried the asparagus, he tried the spinach, he ate cucumbers.
Pobrecito,
yeah, he did. He wanted to try everything. Look, he did not like ranch. Está peleado con the ranch dressing de mala forma. He doesn't want to have anything to do with the ranch dressing. He calls it la pasta esa.
No, he did.
That's what he did call it. He goes, la pasta esa. Yo no quiero saber nada de la pasta esa.
Ay, how funny.
He calls it la pasta esa. And he'll eat the vegetables without it, but the ranch dressing, ni para atrás ni para adelante.
Y para que tú veas que the ranch is the most...
And to me, the ranch
taste,
is
the
best
the most
thing.
Pleasing.
No, he doesn't like that. Bueno, dale. Okay, bye. Yeah, but remember.
La pasta.
But remember, they're not.
A mí no me gusta la pasta.
A mí no me gusta la pasta. But remember. Oh, there's a new one. We're supposed to watch it.
Oh, I haven't
Pero
seen it.
Remember, he's not accustomed to anything that has seasoning.
Anything that's or out of the
anything
norm, yeah.
like that, because flavors, all of that yeah. is completely foreign.
Completely
to
foreign. I
and
told
you.
Him.
See that his father goes, oh, what is that? Asparagus. He's never
yeah, he
seen
goes,
asparagus.
Asparagus
before in his
he
life.
Goes, eso es espinaca. I'm like, oh, no, those are two different animals.
I mean, asparagus is a very distinct looking thing.
He goes, "Esa frente la cultura." But it's that from my friend when he said that. At least he recognizes that it's true.
The important thing is that I think that they all came con los patines puestos. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah. The only thing I feel bad because it's the second person already that has put me in that position. I feel really bad because the other day Angel calls me. Oye, tú que estás en eso. What can I do? I have a pariente that came from Cuba that he was a doctor. And I go to Angel.
I don't know.
And no one I tell Angel, listen, that's very cute. He can stick the diploma and shove it up his butt.
And because here it's worth
nothing. And Angel goes, oh my God, are you serious? I go, yeah, Angel. I go, listen, I'm licensed
you have
in the
to
state
start
of
over.
Florida. I'm not licensed anywhere else.
If you move
if
to
I
another
go to California,
state, you have to start, yeah.
I either have to take the test or
take
hope
test.
That my scores are valid enough for that. So
yeah,
I'm not
test.
Even talking about the country. I'm talking about the freaking
the
state. Come on.
No,
like,
right.
I was like, and then, you know, Angel said, he goes, oh my God, because what do you think in the field of medical assistant? I go, I'll tell you right now, look, a medical assistant makes the minimum wage. They work like a dog. And everybody that came from Cuba is a medical assistant. And they all think that they're doctors. And not to be mean or nothing, but it's an over, ¿cómo se dice? Like,
Está explotado.
Yes, it's an overpopulated field. It's really, I don't know, like, and I feel really bad because Mimi's asking me, and I'm like, why am I here?
But, I mean, the way I see it is...
And, I mean, it's good that they have that motivation.
If that's what he wants to start with and continue, more power to him.
But the biggest problem you're going to have is your English. Forget anything else. The knowledge is there,
but
obviously.
Did you notice how he's already uttering words?
That's good, though.
I thought that was... I'm very impressed.
That's very good.
That's why I told them. I said, you know, right off the bat, I could tell that you're the kind of people that are going to be successful wherever you go. Because...
Yeah. And he's asking, he even asked Mimi, like...
They're echado para adelante. They're very, like, what do I have to do?
Right.
No, what do I have to do? Mimi, where, like, do I have to go? Sign me up.
Yeah. Take it. Signing in today. They have interest.
And not just some of them, but all of them. Like, you could tell that...
Right.
And you could tell also that he's a modern man. Like, oh, where's your wife? Oh, no, she's over there.
Yeah.
Signing up for English classes.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Who do you know that comes here a month later and signs up for English classes?
Nobody.
For Gansi,
not even
La Guanaja esta, Yanela, that she's been here since she was 12.
Yeah.
8 years later, she has nothing to show for it whatsoever except a baby. Oh, whoop-de-doo, you don't know how to lay flat on your back.
You know how to open your legs.
How about that?
Good.
How about that? That's her special
talent. That's her talent.
How about that? That's her special talent. Damn it, I didn't know that was a special talent, because if I would have thought that was a special talent, I would have kept on doing it.
America's most talented.
I don't know. Apparently, that's a special talent. Well, anyway, so I told him. So a couple of people from work have mentioned that he's very happy, and this and that, and the change in his personality.
Oh, my God, Lola, we both can't walk over there to open the thing.
Oh, no, she wants to go out.
Okay, I think we both have to walk
over.
Oh,
no.
What do we do?
Oh, no, I don't know.
We both have to part. We both have to walk. We should just leave it open, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, but.
So, yeah, yell to Lejita and see if she can open it.
Lejita! She can't hear me.
Open
the door for the dog, please.
Open the door a little bit.
Lurgita.
Just open it. I see.
Just
see.
Crack it.
Just like that. Just like that. So she can go in and out.
Oh, there she goes. Yeah, that's it.
Just like that.
That's perfect. Thank you. Because now we're trapped. Look, yeah,
and now, and mira la monería was just to have the door open. That's all it was about.
Well, because she wants to see what's going on. So, okay, so everybody tells you, oh, I thought my muy out.
Yeah.
He's a little bit friendlier. Tell him, mamá.
Everybody's noticed that he's happier, that he's more conversational.
Why? Because he's a little bit...
He's very quiet.
But he was a little bit, like, serious before.
Very serious. Very serious, like, intimidating serious.
Ooh.
Like, one of my coworkers is still very, like, wow. But then when he stays quiet and he looks at me, I want to, like, go under the table.
I want to hide.
I'm scared. And then and JP makes fun of Colón. Colón le tiene miedo. Colón le tiene miedo. Míralo.
Oh, my God.
And JP imitates Colón. It's hilarious.
Well, but to a certain degree, I mean, he has to kind of have that presence because
position. His position.
I mean, he can be
not just
part
his
of the
position,
group.
But let's talk. He's a writer, for God's sakes.
What do you mean he's a writer?
He's written 2 books already.
Published?
Apparently not.
Oh, But like books about what? Like novel or?
Like, I think like novels.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I have not had the luxury of reading them.
I would like to.
So would I.
Just to see.
He plays 3 instruments.
I think you told me that. What are they?
Drums, bass, and guitar.
Very interesting.
Now, factor in 26 years of law enforcement with rank at that. Hello.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy has a hell of a resume.
Yeah, he has.
Right. And now you add the 45 years.
Yeah.
You know, and he looks at people that way, very.
And he's like David Spade, remember? And you are.
And you're here to see. Right. And you're lucky
if he
might even speak to you.
Speaking of that, you know, the other day, Randy and I. Well, we didn't get into a fight or anything, but he pretty much told me that I have to change my ways because I'm so harsh.
Oh, we've visited this before.
Yeah, but, and I almost started crying and everything because I was like, but I don't understand. How can you say that? I don't even realize that I'm doing that.
I think I'm much harsher than you are, though.
But he says that I'm harsh, and I thought, but I don't realize that I'm doing
it.
And I even told
him,
give me an example so I can cut it out. I mean, I don't know.
no, you don't even realize that you're doing it, and you don't realize, you know, the power of your eyes.
That's what it is.
And I go,
it's the facial expressions. You know, when I was in
the
academy,
the power of my eyes. And he goes, you could sit there and say, hi, how are you? But your eyes are saying, I don't know.
Your eyes are saying something else. Well, I will tell you what.
And I'm like, but I don't.
When I was in the academy, I used to get in trouble for that.
For making faces.
For making faces. Because it didn't matter if I had learned to shut up.
Right, and you were smiling.
Because my face said it all. Yeah. I would sit there and go.
Right. Well, that's.
And then the instructor would go, Miss Bihar, do you have a problem? And I'd have to go.
No, I didn't say anything.
And it didn't matter what I was saying, because my face was saying something else.
Well, that's your random thing. You don't realize. So when you go back to the, he tends to look at people like that.
And he does the same thing. He has this.
Is that a bad thing?
I don't know. He has this poker face all the time. But he's definitely mastered the art of being quiet and observing.
Well, I think, and I do this because obviously I think Randy is much more quiet and observant. And I think people like that are, I don't want to say that they're smarter or more, I think they're a better judge of character.
It's a talent.
It's a talent.
It's enviable.
It's,
I want to learn.
We can't. We're too social.
We can.
But it's not in our nature.
But we can.
But do you want to?
Sometimes. It's something that I think I want
to
do.
I like to be
it.
Madame Butterfly, remember?
No.
from Que Pasa USA, remember?
Oh, Madame Butterfly. Tú te crees que tú eres Madame Butterfly. I want to do it when, and you know what though? I think that in my job, I have to censor myself more than in your job.
Well, yeah, even though the other day I told the patient something and I was like, as soon as I said it, I was like,
you were like,
didn't do good. But you know what? Hey, I said it. What do you want me to tell you?
No. What was it?
Well, it wasn't anything bad. Like, now Raul, I told you, is doing El Instituto del Dolor. With the viejitos. I told you that, right? So, there's, you know, we've been getting a lot of viejitos, whatever. Cool. Pero hay una vieja que pobrecita, you know, she's alone, and you know how it is. So, every time that she goes for therapy, she'll ask you 1,001 questions.
That's her social hour.
That's her social hour. Pero, you know, if you had one patient, but you have 10, 15 patients going at a time. I don't have the time. And no matter how much I really want to sit there and answer her questions and not be rude.
It reminds me of something.
I can't sit there and answer, especially when they're just redundant questions, when they're just, oh my God, is she really asking me this? So she starts, no, porque cuando voy a ver el médico otra vez. We've already told you this, mind you. I forgot her name. Fulanita ya se te dijo que in 4 weeks. Pero yo no entiendo. Y si yo me siento mal, yo no lo puedo ver antes de las 4 semanas.
Oh, my God.
Well, of course. But do you feel bad? Are you having an emergency? What's going on?
No, but they can't stand the limitations.
Right. No. Pero imagínate. Porque yo no me siento mejor. Bueno, you've come for 3 sessions. I don't know what to tell you. I told her
you're
that.
You're not supposed to feel good.
Yeah, I told her, tú has venido a 3 terapias. Imagínate. Eso no es magia. Quisiera yo que fuera magia, pero no es así. No, porque yo lo que quiero es ver, whatever. She starts giving this whole thing.
El resultado. She wants to see the progress.
No, and then she tells me, and they did x-rays. Y las placas ya están. You know how they normally give you like the sheet, which the doctor actually has to interpret and say, oh, we found the fracture, we found this, or whatever. I go, no, eso se demora una semana. Porque yo quiero ese papel. So I think I go, for your record. I mean, she can get it. It's her personal records. And I go, okay, for your records. No, because I have a friend who's a doctor in Cuba. Aquí no es nada, pero es un doctor en Cuba. Blah, blah, blah.
And
he's
going to
tell me what I have to do. So eso a mí me pone. Because that just riles me up. Like, there
why
is
why does that even bother me, though?
It bothers me.
It bothers
me. So, of
me.
Course, I did the whole, and I go, okay, ¿y qué es lo que ese médico te está diciendo? Ese hombre que te está diciendo. No, porque él piensa que yo me tengo que operar. I go, okay, the doctor that saw you here is a board certified orthopedic in the state of Florida, not in Cuba. Here.
In Cuba.
Here. And he didn't tell you that. I don't understand. Is it that you want to be operated? I mean,
probably.
That, yeah. And I asked her, go, es que lo que tú quieres es operarte. Sí, yo de verdad que pienso que es la única forma. I go, bueno, imagínate. Yo creo que entonces.
And you would think that's a last resort, that's something that somebody would want to avoid.
No. And I told her, bueno, imagínate. Yo creo que estás en el lugar equivocado porque Cualquier médico que sea bueno, lo último, aunque sea cirujano, lo último que te va a hacer es operarte. Porque un, even a surgeon, and you know this very well.
Yeah, it's the,
they're
going to
do
last resort.
All the conservative treatment,
until,
pills,
right, it's the last thing.
The last thing they want to do is cut you open. Okay?
No, especially it's when probably, it comes to things like that, because
yeah, and we're not talking a 30-year-old woman.
You're
we're
not removing a tumor. You're
woman.
Talking about...
Yeah.
Things that are more sensitive, where you have
so
that probability
that,
que no va a quedar bien.
Fíjate bien, y tú le vas a creer, and I told her, just, that's where I passed the line. I told her, tú le vas a creer bien, mejor a una persona que no tiene licencia aquí o una persona que estudió aquí y tiene licencia aquí.
Right.
¿Quién tiene más
yeah,
valor?
Yeah, who do you prefer?
No, pero ese hombre es mi amigo. I go, no, I understand that. I understand that, and I respect that. But you have to understand, too. Bueno, ¿para qué fue eso? And I was like, oh, I shouldn't have said that because it's not my clinic, it's not my, but you know, it's like, listen,
yeah, but the
that, that really
the
riles
ignorance
me
is
that
unbearable.
Really riles me, and
the ignorance
she's an older,
unbearable.
But she's an older lady, so what can you expect?
Bueno, so tell me about the old guy. So yeah, so a lot of people have noticed, and even we went to have breakfast at a place where we usually eat breakfast by ourselves, but like
you and the team,
me and the team, but he wanted to join us.
Oh my god, he wants to be buddies with the guys.
Well,
He's a smart
think,
guy. You know
no,
why he's doing that?
Yeah, he's levantando la pata.
But you know why he's
no,
doing
he's,
that?
No,
you know
he's
doing
the, like the dogs.
No, but not only that. Not
he's
only that.
He's marking the territory.
But not only that. I can't beat them. I mean, not that they have anything.
So I'm going to join them.
I'm going to join it. I'm going to let them know that
I'm
going to
let them know that I'm their friend and everything's good.
And they're going to take care of her for me
yeah, they're
because
taking
they
care
like
of, right,
me.
And I'm the daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's very smart.
And I'm the daddy.
I'm the daddy.
No, he's very, he's brilliant.
That's
he's
funny.
Beyond brilliant.
Okay.
He's
so beyond. You go to have breakfast
tell you,
and the waitress
me.
Takes it off.
I mean, no, it turns out that the waitress has a crush on him.
How do you know that?
Bueno, short of taking on, off her clothes and sitting on his lap.
No.
Para qué? She couldn't even take our order right.
Oh my
I've
God.
Never seen her that enthralled.
That excited. That excited.
Oh, excited with... Oh my god, esta loca. And when I told her, oye, ese es mi novio.
She probably thought
I
you were
came
kidding.
Back
she probably
and
thought
the afternoon,
you were kidding.
No, it took me like 20 minutes to convince her. No, no, pero
she probably thought you were kidding.
No, no, wait, start the story from the beginning. Okay, so we get to breakfast. She can't even take the order. Even JP and Colón were like, Abba, métete en la cocina, por Dios.
Por Dios. Make us a coffee.
They were screaming at her. They were like, my God, what is wrong with this woman?
They were embarrassed for her.
They were like, Abba, we've never seen you like this. And I was like, oh my God, you're not kidding. This woman has a crush on you.
Oh my God.
And he told
because
me.
Because he had been there before and he had sensed
we
it.
Go there all the time. It's
yeah,
Sergio's.
But him.
Yeah, he goes there all the time. We go there all the time.
Everybody goes there.
Everybody
okay.
goes there all the time. That's
so he had
kind of
sensed it, and he was like, oh, my God.
No, ella está enamorada.
But she's like an older lady?
Yeah, well, she's about his
age. His
age.
Okay, but yeah. She's Cuban, and she looks
she's,
not great.
No, she's
I'm
Colombian
like,
or
okay,
something.
But she doesn't look great. She looks like her age or probably
she looks her
more.
Age or maybe a little more.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's so funny because he tells me, he goes, oh, because you look 20. He goes, you don't look 35. You look more like 25, you know?
Mm.
And he goes, oh, and when we must go out, people stare at you and they must wonder, what is that girl doing with that viejo?
He must be loaded. He must be loaded. That's the sugar daddy. Because, you know, I say that too. When I see like a young girl or a younger girl with a girl.
Yeah, but I don't think he looks that much older.
No, I know.
But yeah. And I don't. And I guess at the end of the day, I don't realize that I really don't look my age. But
yeah, that's the thing. You don't you think, no, I'm 35, I'm fine.
I think I'm fine, yeah.
You think that everybody, because you know me.
In my
and,
age
I mean,
group, right.
We all look the same.
We all look the same.
But when you meet, because I know how it happens to you. Today mismo, I did an evaluation on a man, pobrecito. He's only been here 7 months from Cuba.
Uh-huh.
And you know, over there, they just don't got the nutrients and stuff, right? So they don't look good. So I'm evaluating this man. Mind you, I just get his name and his diagnosis. I'm not looking at his age. Fractured wrist, blah, blah, blah. I start talking to him. The man starts, no, porque yo llevo 7 meses. Still don't looking at his age.
Mm-hmm.
I did everything I could to him.
Mm-hmm. And you're thinking he's in his 40s.
I'm thinking he's pushing 50.
Yeah.
After he leaves.
He's 30.
I go to write his paperwork, born in 1972.
Yeah.
And I go like this, oh, my God. And Raul's behind me, and I go, oh my God, Raul goes, what happened? I go, Raul, did you see that gentleman that just left, a new guy? He goes, yeah. I go, guess what year he was born? Raul was born in 1970. And he goes, I don't know. I go, 72. He goes, oh my God, that man's that man's my dad's age. I go, I know, right? I go, are we totally like, our perception is out there? Because, you know, we think that we're cool. We're young and hip.
No, as far as I'm concerned, I'm cool and hip.
Because everybody that you know that's your age more or less fits the bill, I think. So when you see someone, it's like short.
But I mean,
does that happen to you with the shortness? Like, I know that I'm short, but I don't realize it
until... I think I'm big.
Until either I'm standing next to someone very tall or I see someone very short. Like, the other day I was in Publix and I just cracked myself up. I was there pushing my little cart, and from a distance, there was like a... She must have been Filipino or something. The lady was like this tiny.
I saw one in the mall yesterday.
She was like this tiny. Yes. And as I'm pushing the cart, mind you, she's far away. And I go, oh my God, she's so short. And I'm doing the whole to myself.
Yeah.
As soon as I walked by her, she was still shorter than me, but a couple of inches.
Not that much.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my God, is that what I look like pushing the freaking Publix cart? Because I don't feel that that's what I look like. I feel that I'm walking around very
tall. Well, I think I'm
tall and proud.
Until Fefe comes over.
Right. Well,
she's 11.
Yeah. And then you go.
Yeah.
And you're taller than me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I really, I do think I'm big. And it's funny because people at work think I'm big too.
Well, because I think either they know you already, they don't associate.
That's something that somebody,
your personality.
Somebody used to tell me all the time whenever, and as a matter of fact, I get that comment a lot. And I even get it from Ray, and Ray's only like...
He's also tall, 5'8",
5'9". 5'9".
Yeah.
Maybe he's like between 5'9 and 5'10".
Yeah, he's not.
No.
He's average.
Normal.
Yeah,
he's normal. But for me, that's super tall.
Yeah, not really. George was 6-something.
4. But...
That was extreme.
Even when I put on my big 6-inch heels, I'm still only 5'6". So
yeah,
he's 5'10", so I'm good.
No, it's still a good right.
But it's funny how people who know me, and even people who know me who see me every day, now that he gets to stand up close to me and put his arms around me, and he says things like, wow, you're really tiny. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm only 5 feet tall. And
right.
He's like, oh my God. He's like in shock. And I don't wear heels to work anymore. I wear sneakers.
Yeah.
But I think it's...
Your presence.
I think it's attitude. It's presence, yeah.
Your presence,
People think you're taller, but...
Right.
You're
and
short.
I think it has to do with... If you're used to seeing someone in cariño, it's like...
I think... I swear, I'm big.
It's kind of like with Antoine. I know Antoine's huge, but I've known him for so long, it doesn't shock me anymore. It doesn't surprise me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's normal. It's...
Yeah, me.
You know
either.
What I mean? It's
yeah,
almost
kind of
like
either.
It's normal. Now, if someone points it out to you, you go, oh, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you see someone out in the street, and maybe they're not even as fat as him, and you go, oh my God,
that person's huge. You're right. Why is that?
Es cariño. I think it's just, you get used to it.
Wow.
You're right?
No, you're right.
Because you see Anton, and you know he's a big guy.
No, but you're right.
But
you get over it really quick.
He's a big guy. You just say he's a big guy. He's big. No more.
Yeah, you get over it.
And then you see some really fat guy, you go, wow, that guy's fat.
Huge.
And then you sit there and go,
oh. But well, no.
So, oh my God. So let's go back. I don't know if Lenita wants to hear the Johnny story, but I'm going to say it anyways. Okay. I think I told you that Randy's friend, the really tall guy.
The gringo.
The awkward
guy.
Well, he's not gringo.
Is he gringo? No, he's not. He just looks gringo.
Right. He saw Johnny and he was all about.
And he bought her the coach.
Yes,
thing.
Okay, I told you the thing. So we went to the Heat game and the whole thing, right. Okay, very good. Then a couple of days later...
What does he do again? Is he well off? No.
By no means.
He's eating a cable. He's comiendo un cable. Uh-huh. Like JP says.
Yeah, he's eating...
La
he's
rata.
In the cable.
La rata comiendo un cable.
He's in the cable.
Pero espérate, why would he buy her such a gift then?
It was $10. I mean, it normally runs like 20 or 30, but I guess he went to the outlet. It's still a cute little gift.
Okay.
I mean, it was a very cute thought. It was a very cute.
Okay.
So this is the thing. So about a week after the Heat game, whatever, he calls up Randy. Hey, I'm going to do a barbecue in my house so everybody can come over and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah.
What Randy, does she say about him? Does she like?
So Randy goes, okay, yeah, we'll be there. So Randy hangs up the phone and tells me, oh my God, this guy's going to do a barbecue at his house. And I go, okay, so what's the problem? Randy has been to his house one or two times previously when the guy was still married, mind you.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I remember the situation.
That the house was super tiny and it was really picky. Right, it was really picky, whatever. So Randy tells me, oh my God, this guy's going to do a barbecue. Imagínate tú. I me da pena. I'm not going to tell him no. What am I going to tell him?
He's living alone now?
He's living alone, but in the same house. Because it's his dad's house. So the chick left.
With the kids?
Right.
Where did he has the
kid. I don't know where she is. So anyway.
Gringa también?
No, she's Hispanic. She's Hispanic. Oh. So
he's Cuban.
He's just blonde and blue eyed. Oh. Or green eyes. So anyway, so Randy says, oh my God, I'm not going to tell him. Pena, you know, I can't go to your house because you're a pig or whatever. And I'm much less eat there. So.
Oh, you send Nana over before.
Yeah, listen, oh you need a help. So anyways, so of course he calls Joni, inviting her over. So she goes. This is where the whole I turned into Leia and Mireia. That's what Mimi tells me. She goes, oh my God, but you've turned into Leia and Mireia. I call Joni and I go, hey, are you going to go? And she goes, yeah, of course, it's free food. Yeah, I'm going to go. I go, okay, great. I'll meet you there. We're going to go like around 3 or 4.
Have they been talking on the phone?
Not really. This was briefly after the whole Heat game. Okay. So.
It's those dogs back there. I'm on the way to call it a human. Obi tells me every day, ¿por qué te lo llamas al animal control? Because the people.
Yeah, that's really sad. I mean.
Ay, but at the end of the day, you know, it's just not
you know what's going to happen, yeah. So, okay, so I tell Joni, listen, I'm going to be there like between 3 or 4. It's a barbecue. Winter. Oh, okay, what are you going to wear? And I told her, well, I actually thought of wearing like one of my cute summer dresses. But at the end of the day, it's this guy's house, whatever. I think I'm just going to wear like little Bermudas and, you know, call it a day. Oh, I just bought this little like summer dress from Old Navy because I went to go buy shorts and I'm too fat and blah, 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 blah. Okay, yeah. She calls me like at 3:30. We're in the Publix nearby buying stuff to take to the freaking barbecue. Mm-hmm. She calls me, hey, I'm here already. Oh my God, I can't believe I beat you. I go, well, we're almost there. We're in the Publix. All right.
Come in.
Enter.
Enter. Abre. The door is not locked. Did I lock the door?
Maybe Lejita did or somebody did.
I hope not.
I don't think she would know how.
Abre!
I think you could disconnect yourself for 2 seconds.
What a grave inconvenience.
What a great. I don't know. But was it somebody knocking or was it them playing? Oh, yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah, no, there's one. Okay. He's having a blast. No, but I remember they're on break.
I'm hooked up to the microphone, my friend.
Yes. Well, they're not going to bed yet, but I'm hooked up to the thing now.
Está bien.
Bien, que si no. No, pero me lo tienes que volver a traer. Dale.
Ah, sí, mira, habla con este muchacho.
Mira, pero siéntese ahí afuera.
He's smoking sí. And he's drinking.
Este muchacho habla español. Estamos en la grabadora porque ella tiene un estudio que está haciendo de la universidad. The second one.
Él es inglés, pero...
¿sabes? Oye, pero siéntate allá afuera 15 minutos. Como que no, ahí está, en el pasillo.
Pero why do you insist on the plastic cups?
And what's with you in the stand? Ay, pero, now that you're here, why don't you get the other cups, Mimi?
Ay. Oh, my God. Bueno. So, anyways. Joni calls me, oh, I'm already here. Beep, 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 blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh. And I can't believe I beat you here.
Right. So, I go to her, well, we're in Publix down the street. We're buying things to take. Did mm-hmm. you buy anything to take?
No, she just showed up.
So, ya eso me puso. You know, whatever. Yeah. So, whatever, we show up at Jadico, we took beer, and I took turkey burgers, whatever. Mm-hmm. She's there, sitting there, whatever, de lo más campante. As soon as I walk in, that we go to the house, what is it? Una cosita así, wow, paquete.
Is it a house, or what is it?
Okay, this is what happened. It's not in Hialeah, but it very well should be. It's a house. it very well should be. It was a house. It was a normal house at one point in time. And it's owned by this guy's dad. So apparently he got slick to the game. He divided the house up.
Oh,
lazy,
my goodness.
And carport or whatever. No efficiency.
Oh, my goodness.
So this guy lives on, like, this side of the house. And it's like this.
Oh,
and I don't know how
goodness.
Many bedrooms it has. Maybe two.
Oh,
three pushing it.
Oh, my goodness.
Then next, on the same little side, is two efficiencies, which
oh,
happen
goodness.
To be rented out to
oh,
family.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Parientes, whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
Siéntate si quieres. Okay, dale.
Ah, bueno, pues,
bueno, bueno.
Tomás, sí. So, and they even divided up the fence and everything. No, no, it's, it's
oh,
horrible.
No, no,
it
no.
should be in Hialeah, I'm telling you.
Where is it? Down south?
Bird Road and, like, the turnpike.
Ay! Abre, abre. No, no, muchacha, te diste suavecito.
Deja si quieres la puerta abierta.
Deja el asiento en nada, así, así.
Sí, porque ya
déjalo un filito abierto. Así, 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 así. Ay. Así.
So bueno, so we get there whenever she's sitting there. As soon as I walk into the backyard, sure enough, I see a dog. And the dog looks familiar, but I'm not sure. And Johnny goes, oh, look, this is my dog. I brought her. And I turn. That's where I turned into apparently Mireia and Leia together.
Why would she bring her dog? Which dog did she bring?
She only
Which
has one dog.
That?
She only has one dog.
Okay, what dog is that?
It's that a mutt. That's a mix between a Boston Terrier and a... I don't remember.
And how big is it and why would she bring it?
Exactly. So I do this. I do this. And
Isn't
I tell
it her,
her
first time visiting him.
She doesn't know this guy. She
yeah,
met him one time,
and
she's
never been
to
his house.
She doesn't know if that guy freaking has a dog. Has what?
Wow.
You're in a barbecue.
Wow.
It's understood that we're gonna
and
be outside.
And there's gonna be other guests there.
It's gonna be understood
brilliant.
That we're outside.
That's
right.
Brilliant.
Exactly. So I get there. We go to the backyard. The guy's cooking up the barbecue. Esto y lo otro. I see the dog. No,
ah, no, ellos están haciendo el estudio ni nada.
No,
no, ni
no,
ellos están ahí
jangueando. No, no, dale. ¿Y ese americano habla español también?
Él no es americano, es inglés.
Sí, ese es, el inglés. El inglés.
So, I do the, I look and I go, and she's like, oh, look, I brought my dog.
He's so cute.
Okay.
Yes.
So I look at her, she's like, oh, I brought my dog. And I do one of these. I do a Mireia. And I look at her and I go, and did you ask him if you could bring your dog? I turn into Nana dishwasher. Did you ask him if you could bring your dog?
Why would she do that?
Yeah. I was insulted.
It set a tone.
So then I'm like, I can't freaking believe this. Bueno, sure enough, I tell this guy, listen, we brought beer, we brought this. No, I'll put it in the fridge, whatever. So Randy and I go back inside to start guardando las cosas. And I tell Randy, I can't believe her.
Okay,
what's wrong with her? She brought a fucking dog. And Randy goes, but what's your problem? I go, Randy, I think that's... I go to Randy, that's completely tacky. She doesn't know this guy. She doesn't know
him. And again, what do you want from her?
Okay, but wait. So then Randy goes, oh, okay, whatever. Just drop it. Bueno. So we go back outside. I get a beer. I'm like, you know what? Let me just go outside and do my... I'm going to relax. What is he that? The dog is a puppy. It's barely a year old. And it's a super hyperactive dog. Now it's... Imagínate, it lives in an apartment. So now it's in a backyard the size of... I don't even know who.
And it's going crazy.
And she brought it little toys to play, which, okay, is understandable. But now the dog wants to play. Now the dog wants to play fetch and catch and the whole thing. I'm not going to play with the dog fetch and catch.
No.
I came to a barbecue to
right.
have, yeah.
Right.
So now the dog is, what is, you know, I can't blame the dog.
Mm-hmm.
The dog brings the little ball, the little bone. It wants to do this, it wants to do that. And I'm like, listen, get away from me.